Turn it up, son.
Catch flights. Jet life.
I'm getting hella mail from jail. Niggas telling me to kill it. When they get out, I bring them around some bitches. Should know be how I kick it. American Ninja, major motion picture, flipping my remote. Same way I do them hoes. But she already know before she touch my Chevy though. Real nigga, let me make it as clear as my windows. No square shell, enter in the circle of winners. Know I'm prepared for what they have. You know what I've been through. Rear view, clear vision, memories of paid dues. Confined to a runway. Thunderstorms came through. But look what it came to. Something that
you're now listening to. Three Guys On Podcast with Randolph Terrence, Andy Klein, and Tim Miller. Bitches leave.
Came with this same year, my Impala with the flow ship. Photo suicide muscle car show foot. Showed it by the chalk, I lied at Russell's.
Hey. Whenever I invite her over, polo sweater, teddy bear. Randolph Terrence. Shoulder, no
care over here. I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
That's cool, baby. But I just got that pool table.
We ain't gotta stay away. Three Guys On. If you want to get on there, then I guess I can fuck with it before I. Music reminds me of old Dre.
That G funk sound
reminds me of Let Me Ride. Let me start to sing. Swing down, sweet chariot. Let me ride.
Not a whole lot of respect paid to the hip hop flute player.
No.
A lot of shit going on with the flute player in hip hop,
and no one fucks that
guy. You don't know who that dude is.
No. There's no Nate Dogg of flutes that's famous for just that.
Who is the dude? You know, you can look up the credits. You can look on the album.
Right.
Ezekiel Ratcliffe. Yeah, this one.
Something like that. It's probably something probably classically trained.
They'll make an unsung about flute players on hip-hop records.
The hip-hop flute player and the hip-hop choreographer have just...
Yeah.
They've completely fallen off recently. I think the flute player gets more than the hip-hop choreographer, though.
Did we introduce our guest, by the way?
No.
They know who he is.
But they know who he is. That's Chris Lambert.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's family member right
always
there.
A pleasure.
Sock puppet family member.
I
guess sock puppets are kind of family members.
I'm not a sock puppet. Like
you predate sock puppet.
I predate. Yeah, I was the original, the originator. The original.
You are our first outside guest.
Right.
I think our first actual guest was Randolph's wife.
Oh.
Yeah, she came in and did an
Oscar
recap.
So you are our first.
She wasn't a fan of our style.
Cutting
her off every time she tried to say something.
Yeah,
and cut her off all the time.
I cut her off.
Disagreeing.
I did.
You like that movie?
Yeah, I wasn't.
What are you, a girl?
I wasn't hospitable.
I gotta say, I've been on here more.
If she came on again, I'd be a little nicer.
Be a little nicer next time.
Yeah,
she did a good one of the last times I was here. She did a good Broadway.
I think she did that with For You, right?
Yeah, because you made her come on.
Yeah, y'all were talking about at the house. Y'all were talking about.
You guys went to
see. She had went to New York to go to Broadway.
Right.
We're talking about. I think she saw Taye Diggs.
Did she say how it was?
I said he was good.
Yeah.
He was about what you would expect.
Right.
For those who don't know, Chris is a thespian, comedian, friend, little brother, whipping boy.
I would have to say though.
Whipping boy.
I'm not a real whipping boy.
Yeah. I mean,
we're not that.
Not,
I mean, he's
we're not,
not
that brutal.
He's not. Who's our whipping boy right now? Who gets it?
Elton.
Do we get
Elton.
Elton
has some Elton, new stories.
Elton brings it on himself, though.
Yeah, but we can't just bully people. We bring them on. We ask them to come on the show and then just...
Yeah.
But Elton's his stories, the reason it's funny is because he doesn't know how funny they are.
Right.
And so half of it is us just explaining to him how fucked up the situation is, which ultimately is sort of making fun of him for not seeing that.
Yeah,
but,
which I mean, like I'm already like all of us are always like, come on, man,
you don't know that that's bad. you don't know that's bad, man.
Come on, man. Oh,
she took a shit.
Rod,
while you were in there, dude.
James Greggs are destroying me online for saying on last week's podcast that I prefer pumpkin pie over sweet potato.
Wow.
They're destroying me on Twitter right now.
I am the sweet potato aficionado on this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, I've always been that.
Yeah.
pumpkin pie to
Ted
me.
Ted apparently likes sweet potato a lot too.
Pumpkin pie to me is probably, I don't make it a racial thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's a regional thing. I think it's a cultural thing. Randolph is not traditionally black. He's Jamaican.
I'm Jamaican. I'm all over.
He's Jamaican, so he's all over. For the record,
put that tweet up that I was standing in my kitchen last night in my drawers.
Oh yeah,
eating sweet potato pie.
Right.
That one I bought the other day. It was just sitting there.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna get some of the sweet potato pie.
Yeah, I would say I do like.
It was good shit.
Have you guys ever had pumpkin muffins?
Pumpkin pie, man, can't do it. Yeah, pumpkin muffins,
fucking great.
Pumpkin coffee,
pumpkin spice.
Yeah. I like pumpkin spice coffee. Because
some people try to, you know how anytime something's popular, people try to shit on it or say it's not that good. Some of the stuff is pretty good.
We know a few people that do that.
Like I went to like Stop and Shop, which is the giant equivalent down here.
Right.
Yes.
They have muffins funny. From their bakery.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, normally I'm a lemon poppy seed guy. Uh-huh. But I said, you know what? Let me try a pumpkin. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is so good.
Yeah.
My dad can never know how much I like these pumpkin muffins. You know, like to just make you think that you're less of a man.
It gets into everything. This time of year.
I
saw pumpkin spice almonds.
Well, it's not really. It's not just pumpkins, man. It's lemons, too. Lemons are fucking. Well, lemons have been everywhere all year.
Pumpkins is just in the fall.
I'm really getting sick of the lemon, just infiltrating every fucking thing I try to eat.
Yeah.
We have asparagus. This is gourmet asparagus. It has lemon shavings. Like, nigga, get the fuck out my face.
Don't try to put it in your drink.
Stop
right?
sticking lemons.
Try and put, don't try what to put lemons. They try to put it in your drink sometimes. Like, you'll get like a special
bother me, though.
Like a.
What do you mean? Like the
you'll go to like a, like we.
Are you talking about when they do the fire thing?
They do that sometimes too. Like we ate at the Palm and we were like, hey, get cocktail for dinner. We were like, oh, okay. So they had one was like a bourbon based one. I didn't even recognize half the ingredients. I was like, listen, is there bourbon in it? They were like, yeah.
It's a real science. What are they called? What are they, mixologists? But isn't there a title that's even more grandiose than
probably.
That?
Probably.
I'm sure they're
mixologists.
With wine, there's sommelier. That's what. Okay. That's a wine guy.
You got to
go to school for that.
There's a club in the city, in Long Island City, called the Standing Room, which used to be the Laughing Devil. And it's so, like, I was hosting there last week, and it's so swanky there. And it's nice. They made it look nice. And they got these Asian guys that they boosted. I was talking to the owner that they took from this, like, speakeasy-type place. And then they got them in there. They had light bulbs in the drinks. They had all kind of shit.
Christ. For, like, what, $19?
I don't know how much they cost. But
Were they the fluorescent ones?
I get that.
I think so. They were like environmentally conscious. Some serious, real cool shit. I wouldn't drink any. I mean, you know, I'm not a drinker, but it looked cool.
I'm a simple bar guy. I don't need crazy shit.
Well, I don't need. It depends on where I'm at. If I go to a swanky place, or if I'm at a comedy club, just give me the hard shit, man. Yeah. I'm not there for happiness.
Yeah, I ain't here for that. Yeah.
I'm there because I'm miserable and I want to forget shit.
Yeah.
Just give me the hard shit, man.
Yeah. When we ate at Eatonville, which we need to schedule again.
Oh, yeah.
When we ate at Eatonville, they had mint juleps. And I was like, well, I don't know. I'm never really in a place where that serves mint juleps. So while we're here, let's get on these motherfuckers. And then Tim and I had a pitcher of bad mimosas. They were not just, well, they don't do mimosas well.
Was it bottomless or something?
Yeah. No, I think it was just a pitcher. I think we just got a pitcher.
I think we got two pitchers.
Yeah, something like that. And we split like two pitchers.
I don't think.
There were a couple pitchers.
They weren't good.
I don't think they, the mimosas, they don't, these, I don't know.
No light bulbs.
It depends on where you go.
No light bulbs
in them at all. Like no electricity going through them. Not a current.
It's like a science, man.
I'm talking about like, lemons in asparagus and lemons in, like, can you fucking cut it out?
It's like that Brian Regan bit lemons
drink because
about
it has,
cranberries.
It has
stop it.
Cinnamon in it.
And cranberries, yeah.
But Brian Regan has a bit about the cranberries.
It had Tabasco in it.
Well, see, that's different.
She couldn't even get close to it. She took one sip and was like, I can't. Yeah. She couldn't even get, like, next to the damn thing. It was so hot. I could smell it. I was like, Jesus Christ. We sent it back.
Joe DeRosa has a bit about that with food. Like you go somewhere. Oh, would you like a steak? Yeah, sure. Well, how about if we put orange peels on it and some chocolate and cotton candy on it? He's like, no, that's not.
That's
just
not
give
what
me
what
the
I
steak.
Want. Just give me the steak.
Just give me the steak without all that shit on it.
Yeah, hold the pretension.
Yeah.
Well, the best thing I've heard about that is it's not even. It's similar, but not the same as Regan's black coffee bit.
I haven't heard.
I'd like to have some black coffee.
Uh huh.
Would you like cream in that?
Hmm.
Is it black cream? You know how black, take the complete absence of light and then take all of that out and then double that and then make it that black. Blackety black black.
I'm trying to think
black.
Of other shit where they throw lemons in where I'm like, this didn't need lemon.
Yeah.
Oh, Rod renewed
cut it
my,
out.
Rod renewed my blackness for another year because I stood in the kitchen in my drawers and ate sweet potato pie. So that's a blackness.
You had to remind him, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rod is probably he's gonna be the. We'll ask him too. It's like, dog, what do you think of this whole lemon thing where they keep trying to force it down our throats?
But he's not. But
he
I would say.
It used to, it was, but that was just with juice, though.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
It's not like cranberry.
Ocean
like,
Spray.
Oh, we have these cranberry shavings for these Brussels sprouts. Like, nigga, no.
Right.
I just wanted
no,
Brussels.
Dog.
It's strictly juice.
Stop it.
I just wanted Brussels.
I feel like with lemon, they just feel like, oh, it's just a subtle. It's a subtle zest of.
Take the zest out.
Fucking,
yeah, I don't need no.
No
I don't
zest,
need no
nigga.
Zest.
Choke the shit out of you, dog. Just give me.
How about a choke zest, nigga? Choke the shit out of you slightly. How about that shit?
I don't need another. I don't need.
I just take three fingers. How about that shit? Not my whole hand. Just
tell
the three.
What, yeah,
grab you by your windpipe and squeeze it till you fucking vomit.
A quarter of a Vulcan pinch.
You motherfucker.
Your eyes get
cut
big.
It out. Shit is annoying.
Tim, can I talk about your Thanksgiving date?
Oh, I knew that was going to come up. I knew it was going to come up.
Randolph pulled out the Flavor Flav laugh.
I know.
For this one.
He pulled out the Muttley
hey,
on me.
Shout out to Ice-T. His
what
baby
happened?
Girl came.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just put
how
the picture up.
How many kids is that?
Like,
that's three, right?
Only
wait,
two.
His kid?
Only two kids.
Wow. Doesn't he have an old, like a
I don't he has a son.
How old is his wife?
His son's not a teenager. He's in his 20s.
Okay.
Coco? Like a hard 35, probably.
Oh, that's okay.
She is a rough. When I first
parts
saw
her. Parts of her are only like four, though.
Yeah. They've only been made in the scientifically.
So there's
the
a.
They say the older you are.
Kid.
Oh, look at that little boy.
Let me
girl.
See.
Look at the little girl.
Chanel Nicole.
Okay.
Oh, shout out to Ice-T.
Yeah.
Do you follow Ice-T on Instagram?
No, I follow Coco.
Oh. Okay.
Because her Instagram, usually when I follow somebody like that, it's because their Instagram feeds are ridiculous.
Right.
So I follow them. I follow a lot of porn stars. I've told that, said that before because their Instagram feeds are ridiculous.
Last night, Stavros Halkias was on stage and he was promoing his Instagram.
His erotic Instagram.
His erotic Instagram.
Stavvy baby.
And Stavvy people,
baby.
Yeah.
If you haven't, just check it out. Stavvy baby.
Two
Stavvy
V's.
Baby.
Yeah.
Is it two V's?
Yeah.
And he was
very, very funny. But you got to be ready for a little bit of male nudity.
And people were like, oh my God. Like people in the audience
were looking it up.
Yeah, like
as looking
he
it
was
up.
Saying it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, I guess I can't close on anything else but that. Good night.
Yeah. That dude, yeah, he's
he killed
got a of funny
too.
Ones.
Some of those pictures look like they were professionally taken.
Yeah.
Like, some of them do, yeah.
How do you even arrange that? He's on all fours on a dining room table.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a woman behind him.
Yeah.
Like, I need to ask him, like, what went into that? Like, did you pay people?
Is she a comic?
The girl? I don't know.
I got to get him back on my
It was
my
staged,
show.
Though. Like, it
well,
was,
this one is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, that's just a selfie. Yeah.
Which one is? Oh, the one with him in the bathroom.
The most recent one, though, looks professional.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yo, he's doing well
it's
up there.
It's filtered.
Yeah.
It's filtered. Nice.
He's doing well up there in New York. Who do you think is... doing pretty good as far as
shout out to Randy Syfax.
Randy Syfax
just did a Tonight Show.
he's winning.
Who else locally? I haven't done comedy all week. I haven't done stand up all week.
It's holiday.
It's the holiday.
I've been stressed out.
I did Big Hunt on Wednesday. It was packed full of non-laughers.
Ugh. I hate that. They just come out because they are in town. Here? They don't have anything else to do, and then they come to the show.
I should clarify. They laughed a little bit at some people and laughed very little at me.
And not you.
Because Stavros went up before me, actually, and he did okay.
And he's happy.
Once he plugged his Instagram feed, he got laughs, especially. But I went up after, and like it was classic Big Hunt, where it's like they're very judgy,
mm-hmm.
and any bits, that's the weird thing. Any bits where the comic is too judgy, they don't like,
mm-hmm.
because they want to be the ones who judge.
Yeah, they want to control the situation.
If you have strong opinions, which a lot of my jokes do, they're just like, all right,
interesting.
They only like me for the same reason.
Aw,
so
like,
it's not.
They do a lot of aw. Like if you talk shit about someone or you reference something that's a little bit darker,
I really like that room. But I was wondering one time I got done doing a set. I was like, should I be doing comedy still?
It's a good. You guys want to hear a short clip of Tim's CD recording?
Shit? Yeah,
please.
From that room. Yeah. No, this is actually
actual.
This is not. This is a rough.
Leslie Merritt's review. Drop what you're doing and go see Creed. It was so good. I was sweating and crying, and the people in the theater were cheering and clapping.
Leslie
Merritt. Sweating and crying.
I trained her for a boxing match.
To be a boxer, yeah.
I trained her for that boxing match.
Now she's a mother.
Yeah. A mother.
Here's what I can't give you. I can't give you what it feels like when you get hit. I can't.
Leslie, you're a tougher person than me, yo.
Yeah.
You've suffered through childbirth and getting punched in the face. Well, I've been hit in the face, yeah, but not by an adult. Not by an adult of my size or bigger. It's probably a different pain.
Yeah, she wasn't ready.
Probably.
For that.
Probably a little bit different.
She wasn't ready for that.
So
I can't.
She was like, that's how much she hated boxing. She was like, fuck this. I'm going to go have a baby.
Be a family woman.
Yeah, fuck getting punched in the face. I'm going to go have me a kid.
That's what they tell everybody, an athlete that's like on his way out. Like, Kobe Bryant need to go home and be a family man.
Yeah. they've been saying that all week. I don't understand this whole thing. How long has he been in the league? It's been
20 years.
It's been 20 years.
Since 96.
Dog, we don't need him to stay any longer.
He needs to stay. He's got to realize that it's done, that it's over for him.
Us reasonable fans. We do not need him to. He's done what he needed to do.
He's got to realize.
Three championships. He has
got five.
MVP. Kobe has five championships
with Shaq. The three that he got with
Shaq,
he was
two with Pau Gasol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they got to the finals another time and they lost to the Celtics with that group.
Yeah, I remember that. That's the one that
So he's got four.
That's when they
he's got five.
Five
lobbed
on.
They could have had a sixth.
Isn't it crazy how it worked for them Boston did the whole like, we're just going to get superstars from other teams
It'll work.
And it worked.
Nobody got mad when they did it.
And then when the Lakers did it, they didn't get like three. They got like five.
Yeah.
They got the mailman. They got the glove. If you got a nickname in basketball, nigga, you doing some shit right.
Yeah.
They got all of the motherfuckers, and they still lost.
That was the Kobe rape year.
They got him at the end.
And the Pistons beat him, right?
Right.
Yeah.
They couldn't mesh.
That was the Kobe rape year.
Was the Pistons?
They needed them when they were little
younger.
It was
the Pistons because the Pistons were hungry. They were all hungry role players, and they were playing against. They were playing against Rape Kobe.
Yeah, right.
Is that
Rape Kobe? An old mailman.
Rape Kobe.
Can you play that in 2K16?
You can't call him the soft glove. What you call it? The soft glove. The football glove. The old football glove.
An old mitt.
The old mailman.
The Michael Jackson glove.
The old mailman.
They call him. They call him old nicknames.
The old mailman.
The mitt.
Cecil the old mailman
Cecil?
And the mitt.
Jesus Christ.
And Rape Kobe. That's what they had.
Rape Kobe.
That's why they went. It was like 2 years too late to bring all them in.
Because he had all that rape on his mind. You can't play basketball when people are like, no, you know you raped that girl. Didn't you? Don't you know that? So you can not the fact that he raped her, the fact that he might get raped. That's what we're nicknaming. The future rape that he might endure.
Rape Kobe. They
rape
get you
Kobe.
Prison,
and you don't get your ass in prison, dog. You tall and shit too? Where you gonna run to? They're going to get you. You better find a lawyer. Shit. What you going to do?
Well, Gary Payton's good with defense.
Yeah.
He should be a lawyer.
The glove.
Yeah, because that was the year when Kobe was going off to like court dates.
Yeah.
In Colorado, and then he would come back and like, guys, I'm taking all the shots tonight.
Hey,
because I got a lot of shit I need to get out of my system.
Yeah, and he would score like 40, but shoot like 90. Yeah.
but they're supposed to be meshing as a team, and he's like, guys, can I just go ahead and take all the
shots?
Do you
mind if
I'm angry. I'm gritting my teeth.
My wife is tripping.
Yeah, can you give me the ball, please?
She's being a bitch. You know what I mean?
Shut up, Cecil.
She's the problem. You're right.
Mind your own business, Cecil.
She's being a bitch.
Cecil the mailman.
That would be just dope if that was in 2K.
Right.
Your star player has been accused of rape.
Play with rape your Kobe. Rape your Kobe.
Damn.
You know what Kobe's career is right now? You know, like when you're shooting around by yourself and you're like, you can't leave until you make a shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like you're getting to the end and you're kind of tired and you keep missing. You're like,
I gotta
hit this last shot
sun is down.
Before I leave. And then, so sometimes it's dark and you just, Kobe's trying to hit that last shot. Mm-hmm.
Kobe
he can't
wants,
leave until that last ball comes.
Kobe wants that Mike. He wants that Michael Jordan moment.
Walk away.
See, Michael Jordan had a picture perfect
walk away
moment.
But then he came back.
He hit that fucking jumper.
But then he came
after
back.
After having the flu in the finals.
Right.
And winning that game. And then he came back and hit the next game winner against Brian Russell, who he pushed down and then crossed over. Right. But perfect moment for him to leave.
He came back.
He came back after that, of course.
He was still 85%.
What does that sound?
That's me.
Oh.
That was
he was still 85% though when he came back for the Wizards. Kobe's at like 40.
Jordan during the Wizards days, years.
He was at like 85%.
But
he wasn't elevating no more.
He missed games because his knees and shit.
Yeah.
But he was good.
But Kobe, what is he going to do? Though?
You know what Jordan had?
He didn't pop in there.
Jordan had with the Wizards, he had the Ron Mercer block where he just pulled the ball out of the air. That was his like.
That was his like, hey, I'm still, did you forget?
Because Mercer blocked his shot. The Wizards had the ball at the end of the game for a last shot. Jordan put up the shot. Ron Mercer blocked it, streaking down court the other way. Jordan closes on him, snatched the ball out of the air, and Wizards won the game.
The backboard. Yeah. Like a straight up hood nigga block. Like it's a block you see and you like, yo, they gonna fight after this. They gonna fight after this shit. You know, you see somebody, you play ball a lot, like you see somebody get dunked on, you're like, they gonna fight.
They about to fight.
He fucking dunked on that dude and he fell down. And he almost landed on him and shit.
That's the big one.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Usually it's like either the guy who gets blocked or the guy who gets dunked on falls and
they get mad.
The other dude kind of stands over him for
Pippen on Ewing. That was
it's gonna be a
fun. I was just Pippen so glad on Ewing, to see him live. I went because that was the only time I got to see him when he was with
the
Wizards.
The end?
Yeah. I saw the home opener of his first year that year.
He still had like the game I went to, I think he still had like 20 points. He still, you know.
I had tickets for a game later.
Kobe ain't even doing that.
Later in his second year, but he was hurt, and so he didn't play. But Courtney Alexander got like 30.
We got to remember excerpt from my album.
Yeah, I want
to
hear it.
And what you wanted to say.
I want a bootleg.
Because I'm pointing at Rando.
This is the Jordan play.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Ron Mercer blocks.
Ron Mercer.
Give me that shit!
It's a crazy...
Roll it back and make a big one. Look at his face.
I'm like, you out your mind? Are you out of your mind?
Roll it back.
Did you forget?
Block inside. Here comes.
And they playing against Chicago? Are you crazy?
Look at Jordan Dawkins stealing off the glass. Tremendous defensive play.
Yeah, it was against the Bulls.
It was against the Bulls in Washington. When the Wizards had the old disgusting colors.
Oh!
If you don't know what it in basketball is called, it's called pinning against the rim. Yeah. You pin it. When you pin it against the backboard, you usually just hit it against the backboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it goes anywhere. Yeah. Jordan did a block where he pinned it against the backboard with his hands, pulled it down like a rebound. Like, nigga, you didn't shoot. We gonna forget that you shot the ball, and I'm just gonna take it off the backboard for you.
This is a slow motion replay.
There wasn't a foul called on that last shot.
There was no foul. There was a foul. There was a foul. They could have called a foul.
Comes out of nowhere, gets a running start. Catches it with both hands.
Just off, because he just had no idea that he was coming.
That is a
How old was he at that
32?
He's like 40.
He hung it back behind his head so he could get no option on, and no angle on it.
He was like 40.
He was 40?
Damn.
Yeah, oh, he came back when he was 32 30, the first time.
No, he came back when he was like, yeah, for the Wizards, he was like 39 when he came back.
Give me that.
Because he's holding back. Kobe's holding back.
Kobe needs one of those moments.
He's holding back D'Angelo Russell, man. Like, they treat him like shit.
Really?
Well, they don't even put him in the game. Kobe has no control over it. Well, he might, but they don't even put him in the game.
I'd be willing to bet you he does.
I would think so.
I'd be willing to bet you he does. That's sure like when they say, we're going to bench Kobe. No, you're not. No,
it's
you're
the
not.
Same. Is Kobe over there?
Is he not hurt?
No,
he's playing.
I was hosting.
Kobe can bench Kobe.
Only Kobe can bench Kobe.
You
can
bench
now.
Kobe.
I was hosting a show this past week, and
Kobe got rid of three legends.
Now he got to get rid of him.
Shaq.
he runs people off.
The glove was like he was waving with his hand without a glove on it.
He
was waving by. I gotta go, y'all.
He went to Miami and won a title. Yeah,
he went to Miami. I mean, what's his name? LeBron.
Yeah, he was like this.
Wait a minute, wasn't it LeBron?
No, it was Shaq.
It was Shaq and D Wade.
Shaq and D Wade. Yeah.
And then Carmelo.
The glove was like bye without a glove on. Yeah.
And then White Chocolate did the same thing.
And put that glove back on right when he got back to Miami.
Your boy that played here for the Wizards, who's still with Miami.
Juwan Howard.
They all went to Miami. They were like, we're gonna get a ring.
And Carmelo went hunting.
Yeah.
Karl Malone was like, I'm good, dog.
Yeah. Come on, Cease. Go deliver that mail.
It's badger season. He knows seasons of animals that people don't hunt.
He talks like Randy Moss.
Rattlesnake season.
Look here now. See the boys come out.
You know who else talks like that?
It's weird to see a black dude.
Jason Kidd when he's mad. Not Kidd. Jay Williams when he's mad.
Oh,
that shit comes right out.
Yeah, it does. That West Virginia comes right out of him.
Yeah. Sounds like a hood black dude.
Yeah,
that was a good 30 for 30. The Randy Moss.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I saw that one.
Rand University. Bomani Jones produced that.
That was good, man.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're all on Netflix. All the 30 for 30s are on Netflix.
Isn't that crazy? How those movies aren't made by people. They're just made by anybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The greatest one is that one broke.
Well,
everybody likes to make fun of those guys.
That's good for us.
I didn't make fun of just some of them were sad, like Boomer, was it Boomer Esiason?
No, the other quarterback,
Kosar.
That's sad.
One was fucking
his dad took all his money.
It was fucking sad.
Oh, dad. Why'd you have to take all my money, dad?
Dad, I'm a football player, dad. Oh, man, we're about 30 minutes in. Shout out to Pepper. Out of Denver. Happy birthday, sweetheart. She was in her feelings. Shout out to Pepper.
Well,
happy
birthday.
Were we supposed to do that last week or something?
I don't know. We just didn't. It was
happy
her birthday,
sweet.
We knew.
Happy birthday.
Usually people remind us before their birthday is coming.
And we still forget.
Yeah. And we,
sometimes.
We'll still forget.
Somebody ever make you shout out somebody for their birthday while you were hosting the show? Twice.
Yeah.
When I was a host, yeah.
Twice. What do you mean?
Twice.
Well, at the intro was happy birthday to Damien and Shelley.
There you go.
Okay. And I was sitting, and that was it.
Before you came out.
Before I came out.
Okay, like the pre-show announcement.
Right. Huh. And then I went on, did my set, and then I was sitting over on the side. I said, like, could you wish happy birthday to Damien again?
Again? Was he in the bathroom or something?
I don't know.
Did he not hear it?
First of all, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He don't care.
I never did that stuff. Yeah. Anytime I was like, "Oh shit, I forgot."
Well, the problem too, if one person comes up and convinces the manager to have the MC say, "Can you say happy birthday to Ethan?" You know, whatever, and then you do that, and then like three, four other people start, "Hey, me,
yeah,
it's my birthday." Like I've had that happen.
I've never been that way. I've never been.
It's usually
we're girls. We're me in another way. We're me in the get on stage and tell people to shut up, listen to us.
Right.
Oh, of course. Yeah. But it's a controlled environment.
Way. Yeah.
It's like it's an agreement.
It's entertainment for other people.
Yeah, yeah.
For them, it's just like, just tell people it's my birthday. Say that. Ah. Yeah.
What about me?
Tim Miller stand up.
Oh, I know what it was.
Oh, you're going to say
I was at Bethesda.
Mm-hmm.
I went over there to watch a show.
Oh, what you remember? What?
I went over to Bethesda to watch a show,
and
I was driving home at night. I was coming back on this side to go to the draft house. It was about 10:45. Drove by a high school, outdoor basketball courts, lights on.
Yeah.
10:45. Lights on.
Were they playing?
Fully lit up. No one playing.
No
fully lit up. 10:45. basketball court and a football field fully lit up.
Was that BBC? No, you can't see it.
This is over, but when is the last time?
No, BCC is over.
What hood have you been in where the lights are on at night?
Because they don't want niggas out.
Not that late.
They don't want niggas out.
Nope.
Which is funny because if they were out at the basketball, if we could go play basketball, yeah. We wouldn't be robbing people.
Yeah, maybe we had to worry about cops shooting motherfuckers to half to death.
Well, so when I was really into basketball when I was younger and I was like, this might be some shit. This might be something. I wanted to find somewhere to go shoot. Yeah. And I was shooting at outside gyms or whatever. I mean, but when I had a chance, this was a place in Waco called the Y, or just that's everywhere. But this particular Y was like they would open at 7, and then they would play half court with like really old people. And then the other half was nothing. So
people don't want to run full court.
We could play over there. Yeah, they're like the other. We don't want to see the other side.
Kind of like run and shoot and PG. Looking. Really shoot.
So really, there was nobody in there. I don't think anyone knew. So I started going there at like 7 in the morning. If there was somewhere outside to go to, depending on the neighborhood, lights on or off, whatever. If it was East Waco, I ain't going out there.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Texas North is Waco, always east.
North Waco, maybe. And even then, it's like, oh, yeah, racism. I forgot about racism.
So you're saying Bethesda kids were outside and stuff.
They weren't. But they it's just
whenever you're in a gentrified neighborhood or a white neighborhood, then the courts are on.
Yeah.
You go to a black neighborhood.
It's dark.
When the sun goes down,
shit ain't on.
Basketball stops.
Well,
basketball is only on during sun hours.
I was having a conversation with the coworker.
Because the sun is the light.
Yeah.
And my dad, just recent conversations, just I'm more nervous being in a nice neighborhood at night than I am in a normal
area.
And being in the hood. You know?
Yeah, of course. The hood don't scare me.
Right.
The hood don't scare me. The hood at night don't scare me.
Only two things can happen to you.
Yeah.
Beat up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Publicly.
Brothers in hoodies walking at me don't scare me.
Look at your sneakers, nigga.
You know? Two cops getting out of a cop car as I'm walking at night? That's scary.
Cops and deer.
Yeah, well, this deer, that's
deer, Jesus.
You don't know what they're going to do, man. They just, they can go anywhere.
I go to work early.
Fucking stupid.
They are. And they're stupid. That's the other thing. They're fucking dumb as shit.
Fucking stupid. You never know where they're going. I'm like,
I've never actually hit a deer.
I've never done it either.
But I mean,
I've seen it a lot.
I have indeed.
I know people that have hit deer.
I hit a deer last year, literally.
Did it fuck your car?
The day before I went home for Christmas. So I had to, I hit the deer. And I was going, it was a Saturday night. I hit the deer on King Street, of all places. It was two deer walking together.
Should be no deer on King Street.
It should be no fucking deer on King Street. No, so I'm going 30.
Yeah.
I'm not going fast. I'm not I'm not a crazy person.
That's like a child going into a rated R movie. Like, deer, what are you doing here? What's
that happening? What the fuck are you doing here? The deer, it was two of them. Yeah. They were walking on the sidewalk. One of them just jumped in front of my car.
What else are they going to do?
Just jumped in front of my car.
Stupid.
Bang, $2,700 right there.
Oh,
stupid.
My God. I'm
like, $2,700. I called my insurance. I had to get that money, and then I had to get the rental car. It was just a whole thing. It's like, I don't have to deal. I shouldn't have to deal with this shit.
Like, you know,
did he run off after that?
Oh, he died. No, he was dead.
Oh, you killed
as
him.
As I kept going. I didn't get out of my car.
Like, you know, dogs figured out this whole car equals death thing. Haven't the fuck haven't deer figured this shit out yet?
Dogs haven't figured that out.
I don't think dogs have figured it out either.
I'm so afraid.
They just can't damage your car very
much. Yeah. You have to
if I hit a dog, people go.
When was the last time you saw a dog just jump in front of a car? Deer do this shit all the time. Jump out in front of a car.
If you hit a dog, that might be a wrap for you, dog.
Yeah. Well, the deer really fucked $2,700, man.
Jesus Christ.
Front passenger side of my bumper. Fucked up.
Insurance didn't take care of it or anything?
Yeah, insurance got it.
Okay,
the amount of money.
Insurance took care of it. But it's like,
come up off that $250 deductible.
Deductible wasn't bad.
Deductible's not $250?
Only $500.
Who you roll with?
You got the $500.
I got that USAA, baby. You know what I mean? I'm military, proud military. Okay. You know how we do.
I got that $250 deductible. State Farm.
Wait a minute. Well, no, it was $250. Now that I think about it. But either way, it's just it out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Just jumped in the fucking street.
Yeah. Because as much as people say, like, New York City, that whole area, it ain't nothing but the country. All it is, like, yeah. going up them roads and
you got to worry about that shit.
Every, all the time. Oh, I'm yeah. just on high alert.
5 minutes outside of New York driving upstate,
mm-hmm.
you are in the country.
Yep.
You are in the country.
It's nice head out
towards
here.
Connecticut.
It is nice. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
nature.
Nice and warm.
Oh, yeah.
Birds and squirrels.
Well, near me, it's warm. Pretty diverse. Everybody's, because it's so close to New York City.
Right.
It would just yeah. be like being in a neighboring suburb like this. Like, yeah. there, it's different. Different races and different yeah. ethnicities.
We've got an Ethiopian restaurant, and we've got a Spanish place, and I haven't tried that place yet. But that's
haven't
like
been that one yet.
That's like Shirlington here. It's like you just yeah. walk that. It's just one
that's
of
exactly
everything.
Exactly, one of everything.
You've got the Italian place, the Japanese place,
the Americana mm-hmm. place, the Tex-Mex Thai place,
yeah.
Tex-Mex place,
the pub.
All of them are packed at all
the
times.
The coffee house.
The artsy movie theater.
It's
the
all
theater.
Planned.
The
yeah.
actual
this
theater
might be a
where
weird...
they do plays. The library.
This might be a weird... The okay. The Irish pub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In, on Columbia Pike. The big one that we go to. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do they make money? Have you noticed like they're
people,
not...
People fall up in there, I'm guessing.
But there... You've been there, right?
It's a big ass place.
It's a big ass place. That's what I mean.
Across from the draft house.
Rent.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen it. I've never seen
it. Oh,
the name
oh sorry.
Of it. I've only seen it full.
But yeah.
Yeah.
On St. Patrick's Day.
I've only seen it full once, two or three times.
St. Patrick's Day.
Halloween when we went.
Full. Yeah.
To bring us back to my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He wanted to talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But. I was just wondering, from a business, how do they make money? Do they get?
Do they charge a lot of money for drinks?
I don't think so.
No,
it doesn't seem like it.
No.
What about maybe they have? You know how some,
price.
You know, like Gar, like Great American Restaurants, that whole thing in this area, and Clyde's and
yeah,
Old
yeah.
Ebbets Grill. Maybe they have others.
Part of a
They've
chain.
Been there
that
for
they
a while.
Get money for.
They don't look like they're going anywhere.
They don't look like they're going anywhere. They don't look like the staff is hurting.
Yeah.
So it's like, where did they get money from? How do they have? I don't get where they get money from.
I don't know.
A drug front for the Irish mafia.
Maybe they could be, but I haven't seen
Irish
any.
Mafia. I have no idea.
But we haven't seen any shady. We haven't seen any
no,
shady dudes.
Shady.
No,
no
dudes in dark coats.
And they yeah. they actively
bald, no
they
back
actively
no John
use,
Wick back room.
Yeah, nothing like
John
that.
Wick.
They use DJs who drive people out.
Like yeah.
they actively try
yeah,
they to
don't
get
keep
DJs.
The guy who keeps
it's going
no.
down.
Yeah.
We're going
time to go. Is that the fire alm? No, it's a new hit single.
It's the new
DJ that kept things hot. They ran him off.
Well, we don't yeah. know. He might have got it back.
They let him
yeah.
off and they let him leave. You
he
don't let that dude leave. You
know,
ask
he,
him.
He
what? Somebody made you more money?
But that guy
we'll
too.
We'll match it.
But here's the thing with that guy. It's a small pond. He was just less terrible. He wasn't yeah. great.
No, he was good.
He was not. He played the same eight songs.
He did.
Well,
he did pay.
Fucking
he did
Gangnam play. Style again.
He did.
Really
yeah, yeah. He knew what it was to keep this shit.
Baby got back.
He played the black club
right.
You know what he played? You
oh,
know
look,
what he played?
No Diggity again.
And only on the only somebody that ever like lived in a military town would know this. He played the military town DJ mix.
A little bit from all over.
Which is exactly. You play a lot of it from the local area.
Right.
A lot of it from a local, but you also play like, hey, all you South niggas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's some Master P. Ooh! Yeah. South niggas come dance. And then they leave when they start playing go-go shit.
Right.
Yeah. They start playing go-go, then all the DC, all them niggas coming out, right?
Hold
then
on.
They leave, hold and then they start steps. Playing. It's time for the percolator, and then yeah. everybody kind of mixes in on that
yeah.
one because
yeah.
I don't. People don't know what that is,
right?
It's southern.
Well, that's because the white girls rush out to the floor when that
right.
happens.
It's like
yeah.
if you're
yeah.
in a
nobody
white,
cares,
if you're in a
here
white,
comes
bar.
All the brothers.
Yeah, that and chaos too. The new noom doo. You heard that song?
Yeah, that's joining.
The new noom doo. Hot. Hot,
chaos is John. Nice.
Oh, listen, man. It's Apache again.
Well, like they start playing like I was at a bar, went to see a friend in a
look
show.
At this, look at this picture I saved.
Was,
look at that.
Say the name.
Please. Like if you're at a bar and you're hanging out and it's chill, you're having a good time, and then they start playing like hardcore, like rap music, and then you're just like, "What the? It's time to go." When they start playing like rap shit, it's like, "Okay, it's time." And it's an all white bar.
Yeah.
And you're just like, "All right, now it's time."
And everybody
to leave.
Black and their starts, everybody white and their starts looking at you.
Yeah.
Oh my god. There's a moment
like this.
There's a great picture. Somebody did a meme of when you're the only black person in the movie theater and a Kevin Hart trailer comes on. I gotta find it. I saw that one.
Everybody looks at you.
Who did it?
Everybody looks at you. This director, he did this movie called, I forget the name of the movie. It's like when you're the only black person.
Everybody looking at you?
It's like a white family in a car.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And they're just looking at, like, they're all looking at you.
So can I talk about this girl?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get some background.
We don't need to talk about her.
Let's get some background.
If she listens to the podcast, then.
I don't think she listens.
All right.
Well. Let's do some background. Let's do some background before you go on your, because.
First of all, I'm going to say I'm right.
I agree. Well, I get where your aggravation is.
Yes, you do.
Because I was sitting there. Okay.
I have a friend of mine.
If you invite somebody to a party and you're like, you about to get your ass
Thanksgiving
handed to you.
Well, you know, chill out. I hung back.
I didn't say nothing.
Did you tell Andy?
I told him about it yesterday. Okay.
I think the origin of this beef goes back to a different Thanksgiving week.
It was a Thanksgiving week. It was literally four years ago.
We were at a bar. And I believe your brother was there, Mark.
Yep. Mark was there.
And she was there. And we were all just kind of hanging out. And she said something.
Egregious.
That was.
She was a fan of. I don't know if you remember. 4 years ago, was it 4 years ago?
It might have been more.
More than that.
But she was still a fan.
She was a fan of Sarah Palin. Mm-hmm. It was around that time.
Particularly when Sarah Palin had first come out. It wasn't just. It was because she's smart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It wasn't like I don't remember that. Because here's in my when she said that I was like, okay, well I can see how at least someone would say, well, I don't agree with everything, but at least it's empowering to see a woman, you know, basically the top of the heap of politics, you know, getting all this attention, all that. I could see a woman saying it's empowering for her. But then I was like, well, I could see on that level. And then she goes, she's really smart. And I was like, oh, I couldn't see on that level.
No, not at all.
And so that
to
was
which I said, what?
Yeah. And, but the thing,
and
then like
she said, well, no, she's strong and she's so smart.
Yeah.
I said, you think Sarah Palin's smart?
Right.
She goes, yeah, I think she's smart. I said, then you're an idiot.
Yeah. And I hadn't, I hadn't seen.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Now, I had heard other.
My brother started laughing and said, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Mark's a little less confrontational to me and you. So Mark is like, let me get this. I don't want to see it. I don't care. I've heard other educated women say that she's either smart or she's talented or whatever. And I get that she's a woman and you want to be on her side.
Uh-huh.
But if you say that she is smart,
yeah.
then you're like, okay, well, from a business standpoint, she is smart. Like, she was like,
she's not smart from the business side.
It was just handed to her.
The people who...
It was handed to her.
Smart.
Yeah. Hey, we want you to be vice president. She was like, I'll be vice president. Sure. Yeah. She was like, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm about to get rich. Vice president, nigga, please.
Because, you know, she's on the news every now and then now. But back then, this was at the peak of her
stupidity.
Saying dumb
showing
shit.
Her dumbness.
There you go. There's
so
a word for
she
it.
Was extra
showing
dumb.
Her
then.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the basis. That's the beginning.
That was
that's
the
when
first,
you first met.
The first ripples.
My,
in the pond.
My buddy. So.
Which I don't. I realized.
See, you're taking it to another level. You're going overboard with it. We just share certain things.
Like, do I dick?
From the same.
Bodily fluids.
No. Exactly. That's what I don't understand.
No. And this is where you gotta. It's not just about. If it was about just sex, then we wouldn't be talking to each other.
I'd be like, if it's just sex, and that's I understand that.
It's not just sex. Like, I get friends. I have three female friends.
She got the bomb pussy. I'd be like, oh. Okay.
I have three female friends now. Her and two others now. So I'm like, oh, okay,
Donald Trump.
We talk. the other one likes Donald Trump, and the other one likes what's the name?
Ted Cruz.
The other one's black. I'm trying to think of Ben Carson.
Ben Carson.
Yeah.
He's really smart.
No, the other ones are. You know what's funny? The other ones are ridiculous in their own ways. We'll get to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe. Okay. So she. Me and her met years ago. We dated for a little bit. Realized we're better off as friends. And then, you know, I started hanging out with her. We're cool. She's from her family lives in the same hometown as my family.
And it shows.
Right. So I didn't know. She was like, oh, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here for Thanksgiving. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, come over I'm going to a friend's house. I'll let him know, see if it's okay if you come by. And it was.
He was like, I'm gonna bring my friend. I was like, whatever, yeah. Man. Just bring anybody.
Yeah, you didn't think about it till then. So okay. Now it would have been okay.
Yeah.
If she kept her fucking mouth shut. You know, and that's the thing. The thing with her is if you're gonna get the sensible one or the one that we got.
Yeah. The insane.
The one that we got, she didn't drink that much. She didn't drink at all.
We didn't even.
Oh, she had one drink.
She had a glass of wine.
And she was smoking, but she was talking about a guy that she was quote unquote gonna marry.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is deep into the conversation.
Andy, okay. That's the first thing.
Okay.
In my mind, she had been telling me about this dude, and I'm like, okay, well, what are you gonna do to get him to talk to you and stuff? Like, I don't know. She didn't know him, Andy.
This is her future husband.
This is her future husband, okay. Right? She had like taken the relationship to another,
another
level.
Yeah,
she was sitting,
claiming him
like a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah. I felt bad for Amy. She was sitting next to her,
yeah,
and she kept showing her pictures of the dude that she had not taken. Like, right. I take a picture of you and I put it, hey, this is Andy, he's on the podcast.
Yeah.
No, it's a picture of you that I procured.
Off your Facebook.
Which is a word that the police use. Procured from your Facebook page.
Right.
And not only did I, like, cut out family members, like,
oh shit,
and then do screenshots.
Did she put herself in the picture with him?
No. Not only did she do that, the one she showed us.
Not only did she do that,
she told us she did it.
Yeah.
So, wow. Which is worse.
So she was proud of it.
She wasn't. She didn't see anything.
She didn't see any problem with it.
Kept showing Amy, and Amy was like, yeah.
And who is this guy? Is he like a coworker?
Sitcom Amy.
He's a nice dude. She's had one conversation with the guy.
One, and she looked him up.
One conversation with the guy. Uh-huh. And you ready for the conversation?
Paper or plastic?
They work out at the gym. This is a good segue for... Where me and Randolph were just like, oh God. But we'll get to that.
Okay.
So at the gym, they work out at the same gym, and she said, hey, do you need these ropes? And he says, no.
That's the whole conversation. Really?
Yeah.
And so she knows his name.
So she knows his name.
Yeah.
She knows.
She got his Facebook.
She knows stuff about him. Do you need these ropes? Do you need these ropes?
Probably, he said no.
Did she say, do you need these velvet ropes?
Yeah.
She should have followed with, how about these
something,
velvet ropes?
Like, start going to a conversation, man. Yeah. All right. So the next thing, this is where I'm cringing. The whole married thing, she really went in on that.
Yeah, it's me, Tim, and Petey.
And at that point, Romaine
hadn't got there yet. It's me, Tim.
Romaine wasn't there yet. And Romaine wouldn't, I don't think he would really.
He'd done what we did.
He'd do a lot under his breath.
He would have been a lot of quiet. Like,
yeah, he'd draw a picture.
He'd be like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah. I'm going to try to have sex with her. If he was drunk, it would have been straight Jamaican. I'm going to try to have sex with her.
You don't need him.
Girl, you don't need what
you
do
here. You don't even know his number.
You don't know his name.
Tell you about this man, girl.
What you do, girl? The crazy girl there. So, we started talking about workouts.
Yeah.
And I was in the army. I'm not a big, like, I'm not a bodybuilder, but I know what a workout is.
Yeah.
About 30 minutes. Sensible workout.
Right. 30, 45.
Before going to work.
No more than 55.
No more than 55. No more than an hour, unless you're training. That's completely different. So we're talking. I'm talking to her. I'm like, yeah, you know, about 30 minutes.
Right. Mostly rope based.
She's like, oh. Like, oh, I don't. I do longer. I do a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm like, well, okay, you don't really, and we go back and forth. Like, you don't really need to go more than that.
Actually,
you do need to go more than that.
Actually,
I said, what?
And I'm like, so,
I said, what do you need?
So, how long do you go to the.
Right.
2 hours.
Two hours a day?
2 hours at the gym. I don't know if it's 2 hours a day.
2 hours at the gym.
2 hours at the gym.
First of all, here's working.
Here's the thing.
Right.
When she says 2 hours, she's lying.
She's trying to.
No one stays in the gym for 2 hours. That's first thing.
Unless they're hanging out.
Probably about 1:30.
Unless they're hanging out.
Waiting for a ride.
Waiting for attention.
So what is this you do?
Rope guy.
Amy didn't do the thing where she puts her hand on my leg and squeezes.
I love her to death, by the way.
She did think about doing that when she said that. I can't remember exactly how she phrased it, but that black people think something's crazy about white people. Petey popped his head around and looked at me like, did she just say?
Wait a minute.
What did she say?
She said.
So y'all got her on some crazy shit that I didn't hear.
Well, you turned it around because you said, yeah, deaf people don't like. You tried to save her.
I was trying to save her.
You're trying to save her life. She said something like.
What did she say about. I don't remember that.
Out of nowhere. They were talking about something else. And she said something about black people think all white people are.
Hate them, judge them.
Black people think all white people judge them all the time. Just think all white people judge them.
And
Petey looked at me like, "Are you gonna engage us?" Right?
She didn't say that, did she?
Yes. And then she said something, another ethnic group about white people. And then Tim tried to save the conversation. So Tim was like
"You know, yeah, another ethnic group that doesn't like people. Deaf people hate." And they started laughing, and I was like, oh, she must have said something crazy.
But the reason why we were laughing was because of the stupidity. Tim was clearly trying to save her stupidity, and she didn't
recognize what Tim was trying to do.
She just popped off about black people, and that's when Amy looked at me like,
we got
to
ask Petey. Petey has a better memory for that stuff.
Because he doesn't drink or anything.
Can you call Petey? Petey has a better memory.
Petey Steele, by the way.
I know. Can you call him now?
Well, I'm just saying it for the podcast.
Randolph, she actually. I mean, I was thinking.
Petey looked at me.
That's my limited fake Petey Steele.
Amy looked at me.
Does he always sound like he's out of breath?
Yeah. I said, you see how good I'm being? I didn't even.
You're like therapy. See?
I didn't even destroy her in two steps like I could have.
My thing was I didn't give, like, to be a sensible person. In conversation, you're having a conversation with a former military guy and a current personal trainer. So even if I miss some things as far as what is considered a good workout,
Peter told her that he was like, you know, he's a personal trainer.
I was trying to avoid.
That'd be like her trying to tell us about comedy.
Really trying to avoid telling that.
You know how to do a setup of a joke, right?
I'm like, she's at the gym for 2 hours because that's like going to the club first. She's trying to meet a man.
Meet that guy. Yeah,
that's why she's not literally working out for 2 hours.
No, she's cooling off a lot. No. There's a lot of cool down.
Ooh, a lot of stretching.
Done with the legs.
Yeah. A lot of camping out by the ropes.
Lipstick on.
Hey, who needs ropes?
So Tim walked her to a car. She kept going outside to smoke.
She was going on the balcony.
So that's why you need to work out for two hours to counteract all the smoke.
Tim came in and sat down. I said, don't bring no white girl in my house no more.
You know, you know what, man?
I hit him like undercover brother. Why you bring this white girl in my house, boy?
Yeah.
So don't bring no white
and
girl.
And I couldn't argue, man. I couldn't argue. I love her to death. But she.
I don't get it.
Man.
I don't get it.
Yeah. What's she doing smoking if she works out so much?
Yes.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
She has lost weight. I was looking at her. I was like, oh, you've lost some weight.
Mm-hmm. So 2 hours in the gym will do for you.
Yeah.
Right. And staring at
Is she
at
a Planet Fitness? Maybe she loves pizza.
And she could be very attractive if she just never talked, if she never let the thoughts that are in her head out of her mouth, she'd be very attractive.
Yeah.
Just stay in your place in the kitchen.
You never
barefoot and pregnant.
Talk. Nah.
She doesn't mean not barefoot and pregnant. Just barefoot and pregnant. Never.
Just well, not even talk. That.
Barefoot silent.
I'm not a smart dude.
Come on,
but I know in conversation groups. I don't mean like that. What I mean is like if I'm in a group of doctors. I'm probably gonna be selective about what I say.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna talk about surgery. I'm right. not gonna be like, you know, a good surgery is probably good. A good 3 hours.
When I was sewing up somebody.
When I was, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna be.
Dog, I had a hangnail.
Right,
nigga, that shit.
Shit, cuz I did about a 15-hour surgery at home.
That was my Thanksgiving. That was right that around the time shit, I put the Instagram up. Second glass of brown, and it was.
Oh, is that why you were doing that? Because of her.
Right. I got up and was holding back because of me. I got up and made a drink.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah,
and
literally the only
dinner.
Reason.
That's
I appreciate.
What
I appreciate the dinner. He made. He cooked everything.
Now you.
That was the other thing.
Are you the chef in your house?
Yeah, my wife can't.
Yeah.
Well, let me rephrase that. She can cook, but she can put no meal together.
Don't.
She ain't put no meal together.
Okay.
And she went to work.
Okay.
She had to work.
She had to go to work from 2:30 to 6:30.
So what was her what was her volume at Sephora?
I bet it was
I don't know, because she's in JCPenney's inside of Sephora. And Sephora inside of JCPenney's.
Didn't they open at like 4?
Yeah.
Like they had the earliest
something
hours
crazy.
Of all of them.
Yeah.
Dog.
That
I was like, that's fucking stupid.
That is
fucking stupid.
But you know what, though?
Goddamn fucking crime.
And how much extra money are they making?
Enough to justify opening that store. Because just turning the lights on in a store costs money.
Isn't she in Montgomery County?
Damn. Well, it's all over.
First Checkers I ever went to down there.
That's one.
We all remember our first Checkers.
Yeah.
We all remember that one on New York Avenue.
Remember?
Yeah, mine is that one on New York Avenue.
Went to Checkers.
It's like JFK's assassination. It's like, where were you when you had your first Checkers meal?
My first Checkers was when they had the, what was that? It was like a basket of chicken wings.
Just a basket of raggedy fries.
And
oh, the fries were dope, man. What are you talking about?
Did you
guys have rallies or Checkers?
We had Checkers.
Okay.
But at the same time, you're like, I'm going to die.
Yeah. You're going to die. I would go, when I was in Woodbridge,
my stomach is high.
I would go to this, it had a Philly cheesesteak spot. Mm-hmm. And I would go there for the cheesesteak, and then I would go to Checkers that was in the same.
Oh, you would do that and get the hookup? I never did that.
I felt like a fat. Anytime I did that, up here, if you go to up Little River Turnpike, past where we go to get our car done usually Mike's
place.
Mike's spot. If you keep going down, there's a Five Guys.
Five Guys down there now.
There's a Five Guys down there.
I'm going down there to you.
So here's what I would do. I would go to the Five Guys, and then I would go. There's a Chick-fil-A in Landmark Mall.
Yeah,
I would go to Chick-fil-A and get the fries at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
never felt good after that.
Chick-fil-A.
Anytime I mix the, I don't know if you can't mix the greases or what.
Oh, okay,
but that's real fat boy
wherever
shit,
you go,
though.
It like, is I gotta go to fat my boy shit.
Special.
That's what
you gotta
it
have.
Is fat
see,
boy shit. And you got to time it out correctly, too.
So everything
and
stays
you gotta
warm.
Get, yeah, so everything stays warm.
Damn.
Because the waffle fries at Chick-fil-A don't stay.
Yeah.
Are they
them
not
shits,
good?
No, they get soggy after about 5 minutes.
That's okay. Like that's
McDonald's
like potato
fries,
wedges
too.
At Chick-fil-A. Potato wedges at KFC do that.
Yeah.
Oh,
once they get
kinda,
cold,
they're
they get,
it's
they're
dead.
Not good at
that's
all.
That's why Popeye's has the best fries, because they keep
fries.
Well.
Yeah.
They have good fries. Now that you say that, yeah, you can eat Popeye's fries when they're just like room temperature.
Yeah.
Or you can warm them up. But right. Like, see, I never do it because I've eaten them all. See, you guys are small. You guys are little guys, but you do more fat boy shit than I do.
Yeah.
Like, I have a little more dignity with my fat boy shit.
I just go to
one place.
I'm
like, I'm going to this place, and this is where the fat boy shit will be
done. I
weigh
172 pounds with 11% body fat. I can do that shit all day.
You know what's funny?
I can do fat boy shit all day.
When I was in the Army.
Just look at people like, and?
When I was in the Army, I was a lot heavier. I'm losing weight.
Because you were working out.
Off now.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was then, but I was a lot heavier then.
You don't have any muscle mass.
I don't have any muscle now. None. It's all like, I'm cut. I just don't have any, like, I can't lift shit.
Where are we?
Well, I kind of can.
1 hour almost.
Let's talk about this boy, and then do some of Tim's CDs. Yeah.
I only have a couple.
Because everybody's been hitting us about it.
CJ's black now.
No, we appreciate
the little kid CJ.
And I appreciate that shit.
Everybody made this one. I was like, yeah, we're going.
Because y'all talked about it, man. And we need to, we need to get into it because.
We're talk about him. Because
he realized the error of his ways.
He's 13. I put a tweet out. I said he might be a Wiccan next week.
Yeah, why do we think this is genuine? This might not be genuine.
Not in Texas.
Where
is he? Is he in Texas?
Georgia. This is why whenever these little kids come popping up, and it's usually Republican, liberals, Democrats don't really push little kid things.
You know what else the little kid thing is too? There's been a couple books of like our 7-year-old died briefly.
That's happened like twice now.
Died briefly,
and he came back and wrote a book about heaven. One of them they came out and were like, "Yeah, we were lying the whole time."
Yeah, we were lying the whole time.
But these kids, that kid.
Yeah, these kids get famous. Yeah. And then it turns out they're fucking kids.
These right wing ones tend to do this. Them and white supremacists.
Okay.
They push their little young children like there's a girls group. Them two little sisters, white supremacist sisters.
Oh yeah.
Something.
I have a theory. I have a theory on why.
Why do you think?
Business.
Well, yeah.
If you're a Republican, if you've seen Don't Tread on Me. You've seen. Mm-hmm. Like, find your way. Now, that doesn't mean having morals. That doesn't mean, like, you get rich.
Yeah.
Fuck everybody else.
Yeah.
Including your child.
Yeah.
Or your child having a real childhood.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they might not be hurting their kid, but they are.
It's hurting.
No, I mean, like, physically. I mean, but.
Yeah.
Mentally, emotionally. Yeah. Hey, do you think CJ I'm going to make videos.
He's crying for help.
His
parents aren't around.
His parents aren't and they may be there, but they may be in the business capacity.
Yeah.
Matthew Knowles. They may be like Joe Jackson.
He's clearly
an intelligent kid.
It's a heel turn. It's like Hogan going to the NWO.
Right.
Yeah.
This is his latest video.
It's like Griffith Simmons going to
because the
Hogan.
Article that CNN has quotes that are not in this video. So I think he actually was interviewed.
How was the Chicago kid that got killed? How old was he?
Wait a minute. What is this?
The 9-year-old?
Laquan.
Oh,
he was in his 20s. 23, I think.
Okay.
What happened to him?
He got shot 16 times.
And they did a settlement.
By the police.
They preemptively
went how long ago?
Gave like a $5 million.
A year. It took him a year to put the video out. The video was horrific. That's why it took him a year.
He just shot him.
I didn't look at it. I shot him for...
He unloaded his clip.
He unloaded the clip into him.
The cop?
Yeah. He was walking away from the cop.
He was walking away from the cop. But how would he... Was he running away from the cop?
No, he was walking
down the middle of the street.
He was high on something.
He had been... apparently, he had been vandalizing cars.
Farting around with like a 3-inch knife.
He'd been vandalizing cars. And that's why the cops are called. They circled around him. He was walking down the street holding a small knife. And this cop got out of his car.
A legal knife.
Started shooting him. And then the cop... They were like... He totally lunged at me, man. And then the dash cam footage took him a year to release because that's not what happened. That's not what happened at all last week.
He didn't lunge at anyone. Matter of fact, he was walking away and he shot him.
Mm-hmm.
He went down and then shot him. So he shot him twice.
He kept shooting.
And then shot him 14 more times.
14 more times while he was on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. And then as he was reloading, another cop said, I think that's enough. Like, they had to stop him because he wasn't just done. He was reloading his clip just in case.
To shoot again.
Yeah. So...
He's going to get off, by the way. So just be ready.
You think so?
Yes.
No, you ain't got to tell me. I got a clearance. You got to tell these other niggas out here that's going to loot. Tim, we know how you get.
He's going to get off.
I keep saying he ain't doing shit.
Because you got to find 12 people in the jury to find him guilty.
And
probably 6 of them are going to say, because he's going to say, I feared for my life.
He's kind of lunging.
Did you hear his lawyer?
He's going to get off.
His lawyer was like, think about that video.
His lawyer said, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? That's what his lawyer said.
Here's what he said, though. He goes, that video, it can be misleading because the video is only two-dimensional, and it's a three-dimensional scene. It's a two-dimensional video. So there's stuff, it can kind of
who
not...
are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
Well, any other video, like, let's say, Michael Brown stealing cigars, No one ever said that shit. No one ever was like, it's
only two-dimensional.
It's only two-dimensional. You know? Yeah. Like, you know, if the video was to show him lunging, they wouldn't say, don't believe that video, guys. They would say, look at that video that shows the kid lunging at it. Like, you know, whenever there is a video of stuff like that, they rely on the video.
Yeah.
Right. So clearly they find it reliable when it meets their needs. So that was just, it's only 2D, guys. Like, yeah, all video was only 2D. Idiot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So you can believe, man. You can believe me. I mean, you can believe your lying eyes.
That was in 3K. This is 4K.
Yeah, so more pixels. More pixels.
So it's just, you know.
You have new technology, guys. And
you're watching it on a Vizio? I mean, come on. Come on. Get a Samsung.
Come on, you guys.
Come on. Get a better panel. This is CJ Pearson's most recent video from like 2 days ago about that. This is, I guess, his realization.
Hey, guys. CJ Pearson here.
Hey, what's going on?
Now, many of you today have probably already seen the Laquan McDonald video, where this innocent young man was gunned down by a police officer. He was shot 16 times for literally no reason at all. Now, this isn't a conservative issue. This isn't a liberal issue. So do not play that card with me on this.
When he said no reason at all, he lost pretty much 80% of his listening audience right there.
Right. Well,
what, CJ?
It's funny because if you look at the comments on this video, you can see, like, you know that that Ice Cube thing? Like, here's what they really think of you?
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those moments, because they're like, oh, this kid's just playing a race card black, you know, like all that shit.
Yeah.
This is an issue about a gross miscarriage of justice. This is a travesty. To the people defending what this police officer did, you were literally insane.
All
you
your subscribers?
You don't have a grasp on reality.
Everybody who subscribes to you?
Because
the guy you work for, Ted Cruz?
If you're basing your decision on logic,
he left.
Yeah, conflict left. To the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court says that you cannot shoot a fleeing suspect who poses no imminent danger. But yet this police officer did. And what is even more nerve-wracking and heartbreaking is that the city of Chicago attempted to cover this up.
Like his dramatic
they
voices.
Held onto this video for an extended.
Yeah, he's gotten good at these YouTube videos. You know, he's not fucking around up there.
Yeah.
Extended amount of time for no reason whatsoever, not giving this family closure. The city of Chicago should be ashamed of themselves, and Rahm Emanuel should resign. This has happened far too many times. Eventually, no one should be scared to go out into Chicago and be afraid to not make it home.
But what about black-on-black crime?
This guy has previously bashed Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
In a whole video.
Who said the exact same thing, by the way?
Everybody can change, man.
Well, yeah, it's possible.
He was 13.
These are all conversations he's overheard.
Probably got some 14-year-old Tang. And
some girl walked up to him. Hey, do you want these ropes? Hey.
Yes.
Hey there, girl.
Yeah, I do.
Hey,
maybe,
girl.
Maybe you know me. I'm CJ Pearson. Nice
what's
to
his,
make your
what's
claims.
What's his first name?
I don't know.
It used to be something like something really black.
You know, I just, Cleophis. You know, everybody says the thing. And I said before, I don't really care what a 13-year-old boy has to say about anything.
Well, here's what he says.
This is how you masturbate. And even then, I'm like, look, boy, I've been in the game longer than you. I know how to do this.
I'm better than anybody at masturbating myself.
I've been in the game longer than you, son.
So,
other than that, there's nothing a 13-year-old boy can really tell me. Even this kind of stuff, I'm like, yeah, I already knew all that.
Well,
you're
here's
just
what
finding it all out.
Here's what he says. We're not going to watch the whole video, but what he says later in the video is, that could have been me. Like, if he had that moment.
That
see?
Revelation
basically.
Knowledge.
See? And that's what it takes. Yeah. That's what it takes for you to really be it's not like you don't like white people, it's that you feel like
they may or may not like me.
Yo.
I gotta wonder every time I meet a new one. Does this one like me?
He got his nigga wake up call.
Yeah, dog.
Like me.
Mm-hmm. So you looking in the shadows, huh?
I had to get rid of a white friend because of Aziz Ansari.
You've had to dump a lot of people out of your life. That's probably because you move to New York.
All of these liberals.
You have all these different people that
all these goofy liberals you're
in the comedy
you hang
scene
with.
Up there.
Yeah.
So you have all these people
fuck
who
fuck boys you hang out with.
Friends you on Facebook.
fuck your friends, Chris.
I'm just talking shit.
Friends, you know?
I'm just talking shit.
I know. That's why I keep doing
it. I'll listen to it on next week when it comes out.
So they kind of think they're
friends. I get more southern. All these bitch ass country ass nigga, man. Fuck that fuck shit, man.
But then when something like this pops up, I mean, you heard about your girl that I defriended. Same shit. Talking that shit about Al Sharpton.
Oh, who that yeah. hoe is?
Shit like that.
Just a friend that I met, like, doing comedy or whatever. Or I actually just met her, and then she came to a show. Just a friend. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. I actually liked her girlfriend or whatever. But, so Aziz Ansari was on Stephen Colbert promoting the show.
Right.
And Aziz was joking about how, you know, how there's no diversity on CBS.
Which is true.
And it was true. Then there was I think it was a Vulture post or something where, like, you know how it's very provocative. Aziz Ansari eviscerates Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, they said, right. Leave Stephen Colbert speechless.
That's
flex.
That's air liberals. Horn. That's liberals' air horn.
Yeah,
it's like eviscerates.
But what it was just a
flex.
It was just he was using comedy to make a point.
Yeah,
and so I was like, I just said Aziz for the win. Yeah, there you go.
You could do the Funkmaster Flex explosion.
Run that shit back. So people were liking it. They're like, oh, that's neat. It's neat. A couple people, oh, that's just clickbait. And then some
always
the girl clickbait. The girl was like, oh, spare me.
Actually, this is really?
I can't believe he would make Stephen Colbert look like that. And Chris, you're stirring up trouble. Or like, and like, I was like, Colbert, she said something like you're ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
And so what I wrote back, I just wrote to everybody. This is what I wrote to people that were saying it was clickbait. I just said, hey, Aziz is speaking to something that's undeniable truth. If you're on the other side of this, then maybe you're a part of the problem.
Yeah. Oh shit! Did you hear?
People started liking it, and then she wrote back like at 2 a.m.
Oh no!
And she was like, oh, you're ridiculous! I can't believe you fucking said that.
Did she write back privately or still?
No. Well, she did that too.
Okay.
And she wrote on the thing, and she was like, oh, this is ridiculous. And then people, like, because I'm friends with a lot of comedians.
Unfriend, bitch.
And comedians were like,
she's not a comedian.
Yeah, she's not a comic.
Yeah, because I put a comment. I said, yeah, Chris, you're the monster.
Right.
For pointing out the obvious truth.
And then she said, you're calling me a bigot. And I never called anybody a bigot. And then she
was talking to friends.
Yeah. She private messaged me.
Oh, yeah?
And she was like, I can't believe what this. She said something like,
I can't believe you gave me.
Was he singing Cole Thomas to you?
I'm emotional.
That's a dope ass remix. That's the phone tap. The phone tap beat.
Yep.
Boom. Doom, doom, doom. That drum was kicking on that fucking dope. Song.
Boom. Underrated doom, album. Doom,
doom. Carl Thomas. Yeah.
Well, the Faith Evans joint.
Big sweaters. Yeah. Leather jackets.
That remix, though. That whatchamacallit remix.
Emotional remix. So she's like, oh, you know, like, you stirring up race and like
stirring up
she
trouble.
Said something
you
like,
are.
She said something like, oh, the show that we went to go see you in Kenilworth, it's Kenilworth, New Jersey, was racist against white people. And I think they're
what?
Yeah, like I don't like oh, I
so she's digging up old shit.
Yeah, she's bringing up old shit.
That's girl shit.
So she
she's
held
bringing
on,
up old shit.
She held on to something from
she
like,
held on to that.
Yeah, I don't remember saying
it's
anything.
It's like you
should
have just unfriended me then.
Yeah. And I was just like, I didn't even think I was.
You're
just
the
like,
bigot.
You should send her that remix.
Yeah. I just unfriended
her. Start sending her songs.
You should have sent her that as your rebuttal.
Yeah. New York is big enough that you won't run into.
Oh no, that's like,
did you reply to her when she emailed you?
I just wrote back. I said I never called you a bigot.
Oh, yeah. That was it.
You hit with a suck my dick.
you fell for it.
You hit with a suck my dick.
She wanted you to.
But she thought I was going to be like no, and she was like saying like, oh, you know, I came up rough and like her.
Oh, she used it. She used the I have it just as hard as black people defense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's like, ugh.
Somebody told me just yesterday, a white guy, that they were worried about police. I'm just so worried about the police now. He's from Minnesota, too. We were talking about the Minnesota.
Doing
one.
What?
I was like, really?
Worried about them? Huh? You worried about them shooting you?
Are you worried about that?
I'm worried about them shooting me.
I said, I have two or three great fears in my life that never go away. One is the safety of my
daughter from the moment she was born. It's never left. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small, but it never leaves.
Depends on where we are.
And two is police.
Police.
Just, which means the state. It never leaves, ever. There's never a moment where I feel comfortable or safe. It's not something that I just grew up. Well, I'm not trying to compete with you or anything like that. I said, I didn't say you were.
Yes. Yeah, put words into your mind.
I didn't say you were. But your shit is kind of ridiculous.
So, can you, can you really diminish someone else's fear? Isn't that mansplaining it a little bit? Or I'm sorry, blacksplaining.
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 Well,
I mean, if it's legit fear for him,
partly I can, but I can also say
that's going to be next, right? You know that, right?
Blacksplaining.
Blacksplaining. Yeah, it's coming.
Because one thing was saying,
it's whenever you say that as a black person, you always hear, "Really, you have it worse than me." Okay.
Right. No, or more, it could just be my eyes are more open.
That's what you always hear. Struggle like, Olympics. You just hear that. You have it worse than me. All right.
Yeah, it's just like the like she.
But then you start playing that game of the hardship Olympics.
Yeah,
where the people start trying to outdo who's
well, we win.
Who's got it? But so. But what? I'm not saying
we win.
I'm saying why play that game? That's my point. Like why? Have to win?
I always feel like they're playing the game with me.
I don't know.
95% of the time, they're playing with me. I'm not playing with them. They're playing with me. I'm like, shut the fuck up. You don't win. You don't beat me. I know you think you do. That's what she was doing.
And she was saying like, this isn't the right place.
That's always when it's brought up.
This isn't the right place to do this.
Well, I had it hard too. Did you?
Yeah, she said it's not the right place to do it. And then somebody was like, well, when would be the right time? Like when would?
Well, but she brought it up.
Yeah,
like she's the one that's caping for Stephen Colbert, and then people were like, well, not really, and then she's like, this is not the right place to talk about this. Well, why'd you come in the thread and start talking about it then?
Yeah.
You know, like that was on you. Mm-hmm. You could have just not.
You could have not talked about this.
Yeah. I guess
we'd have been okay with it.
Yeah, it's fine. But you posted the article. I guess it's your fault.
It's my fault.
Yeah,
that's always Tim's fault.
Chris's
fault, excuse me.
You guys want to hear a clip from Tim?
Yes,
let's do this.
Yeah, please.
This is, sorry about that. This is not the final mix. This is actually slightly
over. You got to do the air horns, though. I guess you do it before and after.
This is actually slightly over compressed. I actually have a better sounding one, but this is one clip.
It's pretty funny.
From Tim's CD.
Hold on, let me hear the.
Did you know that? Did you know there's a hierarchy of stereo? Number one, late. Number two, swimming. We've talked about. I was late. I knew I was going to be late. I woke up and I felt late. You know the late feeling? If you have a job, you know the late feeling. You just wake up and you feel rested. It feels good because you're awake. And then after a while, you're like, shit. There's no way it's 5 a.m. I am comfortable as hell right now. My eyes don't hurt. I got a will to live and shit. I'm supposed to be at work at 8:30. I got there like 12:45. I tried to sneak in. Sherrod stopped me. Look, man, they sent me over to come talk to you.
Call back.
About being in here on time, brother.
That's the second show. Right?
You need to watch that shit. Scaring these white people in there coming in late.
I was in there. I was on that one.
You're scaring them, right?
That's the early show.
Scaring the white people.
I didn't think I got to that because I started on the first show. I started with a joke I didn't want to start with. I just started.
Yeah.
I did the Chick-fil-A joke.
You started with
the joke
you didn't want to start with?
Yeah, I just did the Chick-fil-A joke early.
Did somebody put a gun to your head? Or?
No. I just went into it. It was a.
You said it's 100% your control.
Sounds
great. I can't remember. Yeah, somebody told me, look, you better stop with this motherfucking joke. I mean, as you start into the. As I was starting into the joke, I was like, this ain't the one I want to. But I was like, who cares?
See what happens.
Yeah, let's just go. And then I did the Chick-fil-A thing first, and then I went into other stuff after.
Right. Yeah. And then I've got the moment when people upstairs were basically dancing.
Upstairs were they're moving chairs.
Yeah, there was one moment because that room is kind of noisy upstairs, but there's only one moment where it really comes through.
But not in the second show.
Not in the second show. The second show had like talking and music, but it only bleeds through a little bit. You can filter it out.
Yeah.
But this is, we looking for a charger? There's one over here.
There's one right here, too. Oh. The outlet over here.
This is a moment that won't make it on the CD.
Men in this room will have sex with 100% of the women in some capacity, in some weird...
dragging around the chairs. Void.
This is me. Somebody right now, they're trying to fuck upstairs. They're trying to figure out.
I believe that in.
Trying to riff on it.
Yeah, trying to riff on it.
I believe that in.
I thought I was. I'm gonna. I think about that. In.
But it's long. It goes for.
They're really trying to get those chairs moved, aren't they?
No, I believe that in.
Man, this was not a good place to record this album.
Yeah, I believe that in.
Now I know.
I'm leaving that in. I think I'm gonna leave that in.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's long,
that
dog.
Is funny.
It's long.
That's
for
funny.
The listening audience.
And then they stop.
They stop, yes,
fuckers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm leaving that. Yeah, I'm leaving that.
Yeah, leaving that. Man. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. It's in the moment.
So I'll do the show like this for the rest of the fucking night.
I'm holding the mic up to the to the thing. Because when I say for the listening audience, I push the mic up to the ceiling.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I push it up to the ceiling, they stop. I think this woke me up.
Men don't say no.
You just start going back to
I go back into
okay,
jokes.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, I go back
the
into
part,
jokes.
The part where they start moving the chairs around again, cut that piece out. Just do the part up to where you say the listening audience and then the laughter stops. And then they start moving the and then they stop moving the chairs.
So I'll do the show like this for
Well, there's one part.
And then they start
oh my
moving
God,
the
chairs. They're still moving fucking chairs. For the listening audience.
That's when he held the mic up.
I would stop it.
I think
stop it right there.
For cutting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think for cutting is more.
You don't need the next part. But all that shit leading up to it, that's
yeah.
But then you hear more chairs.
Two jokes.
Yeah, they come in here every now and then. But it don't matter.
Damn, I forgot this shit.
That's funny because it's organic.
Let's just get real about
that. He's riffing.
It's free range.
That's funny, man.
If you guys want more of the CD, you're going to have to pay.
That's the kind of shit you got to sit down and decide what the editing is going to be. But that's fucking.
That's good.
That's all early shit.
We're just trying to get sound now. I mean, the editing is going to come later when we figure out tracks.
I'll have the sound this week, probably.
And then when you just jump back into this, that's funny.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
No, because the reason I have those two clips on my phone is because... Sean has had now, he's been approached by a couple people out of towners about possibly recording there.
Sean Joyce?
Yeah. So I was like, well, let me give you some samples of the how it can sound if it's noisy and how it can sound normally.
That's funny.
Know? So in case people want to know.
That's business for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This kid, back to seizure.
Oh, they're trying to record there specifically.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it off air. But okay, yeah, there's a couple. I mean, I've thought about that too. Like maybe that'll become the spot because a lot of cities have one room where a lot of people record.
Yeah.
You know, so who knows? Maybe that'll be the spot.
The Go Bananas of DC.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll shut the whole upper floor down. Maybe they can do that shit.
We were talking about that.
Yeah,
we were having
honestly,
that conversation.
They could do that and just have other people come upstairs and have a viewing area up there.
Yeah.
For those that are you know, a little more talky. But, okay, we'll talk about that.
Also. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So we neither endorse nor condone CJ Pearson. He's fucking...
Hey, y'all.
He's a fucking kid who got his nigga wake-up call.
Attention.
I don't know.
That's what a comic, Brandy Brown, one of my comedian friends out of... She's from Minnesota, and she was saying, why are they putting so much stock in what this kid's
13.
Saying?
Give a shit.
Because he's a 13-year-old kid, and it's the Republican Party... And they need some positivity.
They said
because they don't because they don't have any. Oh, the only pub, the only thing that they have. And I don't watch the news. I don't watch any news. I can't watch the news. I can't watch the news at work. When I get off work, I don't have cable. The only thing I know is Flipboard, and I say, oh, I see Donald Trump. He's fucking crazy. I'm not gonna listen to anything he says. Ben Carson is out of his mind. So
I say.
And I know that they're like, as far as a, they're still a business. Mm-hmm. It sounds crazy, but the Democrats are a business
And the Republicans are a business.
Yeah, with a capital B.
Even when you say, like, oh, versus he's with the GOP or whatever, he's an employee
of the GOP.
The GOP.
If you notice, every.
He represents.
You don't
them.
Watch news, but every.
No.
Whenever there's a GOP spokesman, they all tend to say the same thing. Isn't that weird? How all of them independently
well,
each other
the
say
facts.
The same. That's because they get a fax early in the morning or an email.
These are the words we're
this
using.
Is what we're saying.
This is what we're saying.
So
we don't say gun control.
As a group.
If you want our money.
This is what
we
we're
don't
saying.
Say. They never say gun control.
Yeah.
And this goes into the whole Colorado thing. Like, they never say anything like that. They always say, like, we do need some gun talk.
Sensible. Yeah. Now
sensible.
Is not the time.
Now is not the
gun.
Time.
Now is not the time.
They never say gun control,
you know,
though.
No one calls them out. No, what I don't like is that the lamestream media doesn't call them out on it. It's like, I'm not going to talk to you again because you're going to say this. You're going to say the same shit that other motherfuckers said.
Well, that's they're
why,
all in
that's
bed
why they don't talk.
You're not saying nothing different. That's why a guy like Richard Steele is on everything. Because he calls himself a Republican.
Michael Steele.
Michael Steele.
Richard Steele's
Richard
old
Steele.
Referee.
I was going to say, who's Mike? Richard
Cecil.
Cecil. Cecil.
Because no, Michael Steele will come on and say shit that don't agree with, and that's why he's no longer associated with any type of hierarchy in the Republican Party.
And he was the top guy for
he was
a
the
little
top
bit.
Guy.
And then they were like, "This, we got to get this nigga out of here."
Yeah.
You can't say everything.
Him, J.C. Watts, any black
everything
dude who started saying
that got rid of those Jews.
Jack Kemp. Anybody started talking sensibly.
Colin Powell, same shit.
Colin Powell, yeah, you already are.
They got rid of them like they were running backs.
Yeah, because they like don't have an allegiance to, they got allegiance to black. They don't have an allegiance. They have allegiance to black first.
Yeah,
black
yeah.
and then Republican.
They don't like that.
Yeah. They don't like them shits. They don't like them niggas.
Some people get mad when they talk about black Republicans, but when you see a black Republican, but it's just because they're rich. Like Charles Barkley is a Republican. Because he's fucking rich.
If you're a Republican now as a black person, I'm like, ah, fuck you.
Yeah, I don't.
They're trying to suppress the people who look like you from voting. So
I'm not saying that it's right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I'm just saying that what's behind that.
Yeah.
So instead of like, you know, all of this shit is pro wrestling, Democrat and Republican. There's those same motherfuckers that'll argue on Crossfire or whatever, Up or whatever one of them shows are. They go to Sardi's Steakhouse and eat a big ass steak.
Yeah.
Which is why
I could be on one of them shows because I'm not that dude.
Yeah.
Because we finished and, hey, let's go. I'm like, this beat didn't just end. This beat didn't just stop.
What? That's the thing. Like,
this shit don't end when you think, when you say
that's how they, like, they'll go and argue.
We're just fucking around.
We're just debating. No, motherfucker, I don't like you.
And that's why you'll never make it in public office.
The core of you, I don't like.
Right.
I don't like who you are as a person, and I don't want to eat with you.
Nobody gets it. Yeah,
like, I don't.
That's
no need
politics,
to be,
man.
I don't need to be around.
That's
you
how they do that.
Because the core
that's politics.
Of you,
because
I
for them,
be with somebody who is
for them, it's just arguing. Yeah,
yeah,
for them, it's just talking back and forth. I believe this. You believe this. Let's have a thing. It'll be entertaining. Okay, let's go. And then they do. And then the Democrats make the money, and then the Republicans make their money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could be with somebody who I disagree with. And then I disagree on a lot of stuff. You know, I could be with somebody I disagree with. But if you sit and tell me, I mean, you know, black people are stealing votes.
Well,
and I'm like,
I'm
why
more.
You disagree? What?
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 What'd you just say? How was this?
Yeah.
Or gay people shouldn't be allowed in. I'm like, oh, well, you know what?
Why? What do you mean?
Fuck you. I'm done.
But you see.
I can't.
I think it's the game. Yeah.
I cannot. Whatever
the game is.
Whatever you're thinking, I can't be part of.
The game is to have. The game is like, what's the girl's name that came on W. Kamau Bell and talked to Jim Norton?
Lindy West.
Lindy West.
Yeah.
She went on and she talked to. What's his name?
Jim Norton.
Yeah.
Right?
Would you
everybody,
ever go eat lunch with Lindy West?
Everybody. No, I'm not a political. Hey,
would you ever eat lunch with Lindy after listening to her talk?
But
that's how I feel. I'm like,
but that's what I'm saying.
But
I'm not that guy.
I think she believes what she's saying. I think a lot of these people on
they
TV,
do.
The
I'm
ones
sure
who,
they. I think that's different.
I think the ones who are kicking themselves on kicking each other under the table, like, you know, I think they are.
Yeah, we know someone who's doing that.
Their job is
we know why she's doing
represent an ideology for 4 minutes on MSNBC or Fox or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And they're just at
4 minute increments.
You're approaching from an ideological standpoint. Like, I can't eat lunch with someone who thinks like that.
I cannot believe that you think 24 hours a day.
Dine with you.
They're not.
I don't want to hang out with you.
They're having words put in their mouths. And some of them, I mean, maybe believe some of it, but not all of it. But they're definitely playing a part.
SC Cup, prime example. SC Cup is. She's fiscally Republican.
Right.
Isn't she hot?
Yes. Dope. She's kind of putting a little weight, but.
I heard you guys talk about her once. I didn't have any problems.
She's like Dirty Librarian with a great body hot.
Dope.
Right.
She is.
You take them glasses off.
And people look at her.
You're dirty.
and respectfully, like, I look at her and I look at who are some good arguers? Bill Maher's okay. He gets emotional every now and then. I think most liberals get super emotional.
Yeah. I don't fuck
and that's,
with...
And that's why they lose, though.
I don't fuck with a lot of liberals either. Oh, because that's nothing, because they're points are too. I'm
well,
like,
they get
ridiculous.
Because they get ridiculous.
What the fuck are you talking
they
about?
They get super ridiculous.
Yeah.
So,
like this thing
and Coulter, I'm like, yo, she's out of her mind, but...
She's good at
real?
That job.
Yo, she's good at what the fuck
she's
does.
She's good on Race Wars.
She's good on Race Wars. I don't fuck with her. She's good on.
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah, it's because yeah.
I don't.
And Ann Coulter don't look that good.
The stuff that Bill Maher says about Muslims.
She's on quick.
I don't 100% disagree with him. I don't throw stones at him immediately for it. I don't all the way agree with it.
The only way
but
I'm
I
like
100%.
I gotta check up.
The only way that I'm like Randolph.
I haven't
Randolph,
watched the show for a while.
Like I'm only like you when it comes to black quarterbacks. Like when like Ron Jaworski says, who the fuck? Who's the Eagles guy that they got rid of? He said Nick Foles was better than like RG3 or something. I was like, fuck you.
No, he wouldn't.
I don't care what. I don't care how well you know fit the film room.
No, he wouldn't. You know,
what you say?
Like these hardcore liberals, I don't fuck with them either.
They're just ridiculous.
I don't fuck with them either.
There's no middle
ground.
I
can't really fuck with, who's the filmmaker?
Who's the middle ground?
Tarantino?
Green Party?
No, not Tarantino. Spike? Fat Boy.
What Boy?
Fat Boy.
Michael Moore?
Michael Moore?
I can't really fuck with Michael Moore.
No.
I tried.
He's ridiculous.
I can't fuck with you, man.
But you overlap with him a little.
Would
bit.
You do his comedy?
Some things I do overlap with him, but I can't. He may not like the things that I talk about because I don't talk about the
do,
stuff.
Do you require someone who's 100%? Like, because then you can't fuck with anyone.
No, I don't. You know? But there are certain lines that I just don't go across.
Right.
And I don't know what they are, but I know what they are for me. And when you get across that line, I'm like, I'm not fucking.
When you
me.
Hear it, when you
yeah, I know yeah. when I hear it. I'm like, I'm not fucking with you no more. I'm not.
Like I've said this on stage, it's like all these people that are these characters, like Ben Carson and Donald Trump, they're like mogwais.
Well, the thing about
we keep feeding them past
the thing
midnight.
About Ben Carson is that I don't both of them. I don't think. Let me back up. When you talk about liberals or Democrats, they're righteous with the things that they say. I believe them. They're righteous with the things that they say. I believe it. They're righteous.
100% of the things that they say, though.
Yeah, I believe they're righteous with the things that they say. I don't. Okay. A lot of them, I don't agree.
I think some
with,
of them are playing a part.
But I think some of them are playing a part.
There's a thing about liberals when you listen to them because they're not organized enough. They're not
is
like
the
like
that's what makes me
evil.
Think
like
that
Republicans
they're not.
Are like lockstep.
They are
organized. I'm everything. Like you're not righteous with this. You're
why won't you say? Why won't any of you say
not
gun control?
One of you,
yeah. Why won't one of you say it? Like we got facts.
If one of them does say it, that motherfucker is ejected.
That's what
so I'm like. You're not righteous with. And again, we know people who like you're not righteous with this shit, which makes me not respect you. At least be righteous with the thing that you say.
But that's
I mean,
but
I
that's
like
what
it,
makes
but
me
be righteous
understand
the
what they're
say.
Doing. It's all yeah. it's like an actor. That's what makes yeah. me think like they're
like
all
people,
acting.
I don't like people like that.
They're all being fake.
And I don't I
to
don't
a certain degree.
I don't respect it because what you're saying is influencing public policy and it affects other people's lives. And you're saying things that you don't get behind. Andy got very upset when John Edwards was having an affair. He should have. He got very upset with John Edwards. John Edwards is having an affair. You're running to be
not
even
taking, because of the affair.
You're taking people.
You're
no,
taking
it's because
people's
you're taking
money.
People's money.
You're going to people's towns and saying, "I need to raise funds for my
you
campaign."
You know
knowing
that this thing could fall apart.
You're
at any
one
moment.
Phone call away.
Yeah,
from,
this thing could fall apart at any moment.
So, and not, so where did that money go?
You're not being.
People lost their money. They gave.
I don't
to
think
his
he got. I don't think he. I don't think he thought
that he was going to get caught.
Of course he doesn't.
Right.
But
he's one phone call away.
God damn well you was going to get caught. John, you knew you was going to get caught. You don't think these fucking internet geniuses don't have your video? There's videos of me doing porn that I, if I ever run for public office, they got me on video right now.
I don't like people who are in Republicans aren't righteous.
Timothy Miller.
Timothy D.
With his penis at the Mayflower. Like, shocking. I've never been to a room in the Mayflower. How the fuck did you get that video? Well, we have our sources, Mr. Miller.
John Edwards knew that the National Enquirer reporters were after him, and he knew that people had talked. So he knew the whole time, and he's still going to people's towns and going, hey, give me your money. I need it for my campaign. And part with your money for me, even though I know that all it takes is one phone call for this whole thing to fall apart. And he still just cynically went to people's fucking towns and took their fucking money. So that's I don't care if he had an affair.
Not righteous.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You're not righteous with it.
He might be righteous. He might just be righteous for money.
Yeah. He's a rich man though. He's already a rich man.
He was already rich.
He's wealth like $500 million.
Rich.
No, he was rich.
Him and who had more money? Him or his wife?
You think of John Kerry's wife?
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
John Owens ketchup.
The Heinz.
The ketchup. See, all them white men look alike.
Ketchup fortune.
She owns tomatoes.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Who is John Kerry?
I was thinking of him.
Teresa Heinz Kerry or something.
Ketchup. And she died, didn't she?
No, she's still sick a little bit, but she's still in the game.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's just how I feel. So that's why I can't really fuck with Republicans. I can't fuck with any group who wants to restrict people from voting or wants to stop people from being happy. And that's all it is.
And it's like, you watch these shows and then like, okay, guys, it was funny now that time, but now it's not. Yeah. Donald Trump, we have to stop him.
Yeah.
He was like this all the fucking time.
You know, that now they're talking about because he made fun of somebody with a little arm.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is your breaking point? It wasn't all the racism that
there
he
was a list. There was like a BuzzFeed.
He still thinks Barack Obama wasn't born in this country.
We moved past that. There was like some BuzzFeed list, like top 10 like offensive things that Donald Trump has said recently, and like, you know, number one was the little arm guy.
That's the thing.
Number six was racism.
Who's the guy?
He's a reporter. He just got a little arm.
He just made fun of his little arm.
They showed the picture side by side.
Made fun of his little arm. I'm like, this is the thing that made y'all mad. This is the thing. It's not the
everybody's got
racism
their thing
that he spews.
Everybody's got their thing.
This is the thing.
Trump, yo.
You can say the same shit for anyone.
Trump, fucking motherfucker.
Trump don't give a fuck, yo. That nigga there, he is a beast.
He's a walking air horn.
He is a. That nigga don't care, dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Trump. You better not ever. If I was a Democratic Party, all I would do was send out disabled people to talk to him. That's it. Donald Trump, you have a lazy eye? You gotta go talk. How are you going to send someone without it? How are they going to see about my policy when they don't even have an eye?
He's a rapist.
See. I'm Donald. Look at the hair. I'll fuck you in your eye and you'll see better.
Trump.
They fucked him at the correspondence dinner and he got mad.
Obama did.
Obama did.
Yeah.
And made fun of his hair, right?
No, he
somebody made fun of his
hair.
I think Seth Meyers is one of those.
Obama was just like, you're doing important work. In the meantime, at the same time, Obama was
that was the night that he killed
like, yeah, it was important work you were doing.
That's really nice. That's cute. Yeah, that's the night that he killed.
You know, 20 minutes ago, I stopped evil.
He got a text while he was talking. Oh,
got him.
That's interesting. Yeah. You're doing some good shit. Bam, 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 bam. Still Team Six? Oh, you know, that's just a group of guys.
That's that black Thanksgiving meme, you know.
Clap back.
When you look at we don't got your birth certificate. Oh, I just killed Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. So doesn't matter if I was born here or not? You fucking dickhead.
The clap back.
Huh? You fucking leech.
Ugh.
Huh?
We're an hour 38, by the way.
Yeah, let's bring this one home. We got another one. Listen, people. Chris, you got anything coming? No.
Just shows in
New York.
In New York. Well, get at Chris. Follow Chris on Instagram.
Disagree with Chris on Facebook.
Disagree with him on Facebook. Get at him on listen to the Mundane Festival.
Yeah, Mundane Festival podcast. All of these gentlemen have been on it.
Yep.
Yep.
Good episode. Come back. Gotta have him back again.
The Mundane Festival.
Mundane Festival. I will be in Easton, Maryland, January 6th, I believe it's Thursday. First Thursday in January. I'm there with Haywood Turnip Seed Jr. will be opening for me. I'm taking Haywood with me.
Sock puppet number one.
Sorry, Chris.
What?
He could have taken Haywood.
I don't want you to have to follow me.
So, you're right. You know. That Chris. What you got?
I have DC Improv open mic December 3rd, I think.
Oh, nice.
And that's the only major one, the only one I would advertise coming up. And then I've got in January I'm at Magoobies, and in March I'm at Magoobies. So those are coming up as well. I'm going to try to record all those shows and see if I can make a CD out of that. If not, I'll record one after that.
Tim?
April.
I'm at the DC Improv December 4th, the Lounge.
No, doing same
the
show?
School. No.
I'm on the
3rd. Doing the school graduation show. It's an alumni show. Actually, I wanted to say that there's a lot of DC comics in this area that aren't doing it. They're kind of like, they take the class and then they kind of stop and they come back to the,
it's like a bucket list.
The Lounge.
Yeah. Bucket list.
So, I'll be opening for that show. Opening and I'll be the host throughout.
Introduce
the show.
Everybody and keep things lively.
Keep it comedy. Keep things lively. Keep it comedy. Other than that, check out timmillercomedy.com.
There you go.
So come on back. Send us your emails. We didn't read any today. We'll probably
have
a couple
few.
On Thursday.
James tweeted at us, I did not have sweet potato pie. I didn't go to Randolph's house for Thanksgiving.
No, he didn't. I had
sweet potato pie. I didn't have it otherwise either. My wife made a pumpkin pie.
There you go.
Yeah, it's almost gone.
White.
It's vegan pumpkin.
Oh, man, white.
He's
on that Jessica Jones. Actually, Jessica would have sweet potato pie.
You think
she's going to blunt.
She's going to blunt.
Haven't seen it yet. Heard it.
Ew, what is this crap?
January Jones would have pumpkin pie.
All right. I'll take that. Rashida Jones, probably sweet potato.
Yeah, definitely.
All the Jones.
That's probably both.
And then she did
if your name is Jones, you probably fuck with
Love
Grace Jones, definitely sweet potato.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Maybe
wrapped in.
She's African.
She first of all, Dolph she calls Lundgren. It yam pie. That's first of all
yam pie.
She calls it.
I would never eat it.
Yam pie. With sweet with James Earl Jones.
She would
don't eat my yam pie.
She would have a beast.
Grace
of
Jones is
pie.
Wrapped in barbed wire before she eats it. So you guys come on back on Thursday. We will all be here for you guys. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. As always, we enjoy bringing it to you, and we are getting out. Oh, and thank for anybody who paid their tithes. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
And I'm Chris. Oh, shit.
Wait, I'll introduce you. Sitting in, we had
Chris Lambert,
the original sock puppet, but actually, he's beyond sock puppet. Chris is part of the 3GO family, and
he's here. The unofficial music producer.
It was him and Courtney for a minute, back and forth.
Tried to say Liz had more episodes, and that pissed me off when I heard that. And it kind of pissed me off.
All,
it's like,
I'm
Liz. I'm adorable, but I don't know I'm adorable. I'm hot and adorable, too.
But I don't know
and
it.
And I like cats, and I don't know.
Shots fired.
Shots fired, Liz.
Shots fired.
Liz.
I think she's up for the competition, man. She's not. She does. She's no joke.
Yeah.
Liz don't play.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah.
I love her.
And on that note, we're out. See y'all.
Creeping down the back street on D's. I got my Glock cocked because niggas want these. No sooner as I said it, seems I got sweated by some nigga with a Tech 9 trying to take mine. You want to make noise? Make noise. I make a phone call. My niggas coming like the Gotti boys. Bodies being found on Greenleaf with the fucking heads cut off. Motherfucker, I'm Dre. So listen to the play-by-play, day-by-day. Rolling in my phone with 16 switches. And got sounds for the bitches, cocking all the riches. Got the hollow points for the snitches. So won't you just walk on by? Cause I'm too hard to lift. And no, this ain't Aerosmith. It's the motherfucking D.R.E. from the CPT. On a robbing spree, a straight